There is a lot going on today in the world of celebrity. I don't even know what celebrity to talk about first. Let's talk about Gigi Hadid first, okay? So Gigi Hadid and Zayn Malik are a couple. Gigi Hadid is, in case, I don't know why you wouldn't know, but on the off chance you don't, she is one of the biggest models on the planet. She is a supermodel. She and her sister Bella are both supermodels. Always date rock stars, always date famous people. Their mother was Yolanda Hadid from Yolanda Foster, actually, from The Real Housewives, who was married to David Foster. These two, like, Gigi Hadid is, she's it when it comes to models right now. She's with Zayn Malik. That's her partner from One Direction. And they had a baby. So you can imagine that the number one supermodel on the planet right now, arguably, and one of the dudes from One Direction who has his own, who's like off on his own now doing his own thing, their baby is pretty important in the world of celebrity. People are interested in that baby. What does it look like? What's the person?
It's not really even a baby. It's just light.
Exactly. I mean, you can imagine how beautiful this kid is.
Yeah.
You know, so the problem is, now if you remember, the same thing happened with Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. When Angelina Jolie gave birth to the twins, everybody wanted to see those twins. They are the two most beautiful people on the planet, and they had twins. So there's two of them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And these are their biological children. So you know that, not that all their children aren't gorgeous and beautiful, but these are the two that came from the Angelina Jolie genes and Brad Pitt genes. So you were getting two gorgeous kids. Instead of having the paparazzi follow them and run them down and make their life miserable, they made a deal with, I think it was either People or Us Weekly, I think it was People, that they were going to take a certain amount of money. It was in the millions. And that money, every dime of it went to charity. They did not keep a penny of it. And they were on the cover of People magazine with their twins. Like, here you go. So it's almost like, wah, wah, you know, the first picture of the babies, they controlled the narrative. They controlled how much money, they controlled where the money went. So after that, the value of getting pictures of Shiloh and, I don't know, toddler two, I can't remember the name of the other one.
Because
Shiloh is the interesting one.
Right.
You know, after they did that, the paparazzi left them alone because it wasn't interesting anymore. But Gigi Hadid took a different tact. She decided that she is not going to play that game. She does not want people to see her baby when she's out in public with this child. She keeps it literally under wraps, like in one of those covered wagon kind of. I don't know if you've seen these now where they have like, it's like a, almost like a,
netting. A tent on wheels.
Like a tent on wheels. Yeah, you can't, you don't even know if there's a, is there a dog in there? Is there a baby in there? Is there, maybe nothing's in there? You're not sure. But people, paparazzi have been following her. So she wrote an open letter and put it up on Twitter. And she basically said, I know the laws change state to state. And I've seen some paparazzi photos of kids in New York City with their faces blurred. Meaning in some states, you're not allowed to take pictures of babies. And if you do, you have to blur their faces. But she said, from asking around, I believe that comes down to the integrity of the photographer, publication, or fans sharing images. Because remember, it's not just paparazzi. I can see, look, Gigi Hadid, I'll be honest with you, I know where she lives. They're renovating the place right now. I walked by there just yesterday. So I know where her New York City townhouse is.
And you have a camera in your hand at all times.
Right. So if I see her walking out with her baby, I can take a picture myself, and I know that that picture will go for a lot of money. I can sell it to TMZ.
You better freaking take it, because we're putting it on our website. You have to take it for our jobs.
I am not going to do that.
You
and
better.
not because she posted this, but I happen to agree with her. She said to the paparazzi, press, and beloved fan accounts, you know, we never intentionally share our daughter's face on social media. Our wish is that she can choose how to share herself with the world when she comes of age, and that she can live as normal a childhood as possible without worrying about a public image that she has not chosen. Okay, before I tell you what I think, I'd really like to know what you think about this.
Oh, I would take the kid's photo in a heartbeat and put it on our website. Hell yeah. To help our career, hell yeah. You know what? Then don't take the baby out. Mm. You know what? Don't wear makeup. Put a hat on. Walk out with the baby. It's New York. Nobody will notice you. Get over yourself.
Well, no, that's tough. Because like I said, I know where she lives. And one of my really good friends lives next door. And I've like sat there on the stoop and we've seen her like walking in and out.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's a chance, like it's not, even if she comes out with like a bundle of blanket, I would know that's her and the baby, right? I mean,
yeah, so and you have to take, I mean, if we were in radio and it wouldn't help our career, I would say no, give her that. But hell no, we're in the media. It's first, somebody's going to get a photo of that baby. Somebody is in the next couple of weeks. It might as well be you.
I don't want it to be us. I would never, because listen, think of it like this. It's one thing if we get a picture of her and Zane making out, they put themselves in the public eye, but this sweet little baby did not make the choice to be born into this family. It is not, I would never in a million years do that. Not because she asked, because I could give a flying you know what about her needs. She's a celebrity. She makes millions upon millions of dollars. I do not care about what she wants and doesn't want. F her, seriously. But that baby did not choose to be born famous. And I don't think it's right to exploit a child. It's exploitation. There's no way in a million years I would take a photo of that baby. If she walked up to my door holding her kid and said, my car is on fire, I need to use your phone, my baby stroller is in there, I got my baby, please don't take a picture, I would say, I got you, girl. I got you. I'm not taking a picture of you and your baby.
I don't owe her nothing. I want to help my career. Sorry. The baby just texted me and said it's fine. The baby's got, I guarantee the baby's got its own Instagram account already, and it's already posting things. So I don't feel bad for this baby at all. This baby's going to have the greatest life in the world. So I'm going to put their photo on our website.
Okay. So the reason why I would say no, here's another reason why I say no. Okay. Forget about the baby. Forget about Gigi and Zane and their needs and their wants. I know you don't care about that or them.
No,
got it.
Don't care.
But how about this? They have a lot of fans and their fans are very active on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And if you did that, that would really piss off their fans and you would get more hate than love as a result. You would get dragged like crazy.
You would end up
ruining our show.
No.
For posting a picture of that baby. Because listen, let me tell you something. After she posted that, what did I do immediately? I went right to the tweet and looked at all the responses. Not one person. And when I say not one, I read hundreds of responses. They were all like, I love you, my queen, whatever you want. If I see a photo, I'm going to delete it. I'm not going to retweet photos of you and the baby. Like it was 100% support.
Mm-hmm.
They have an army. We have the Directioners, the people who love Zayn, and the Gigi Hadid fans, of which I am one, frankly. They would all come after us.
I still would put it up. I would have to. I want publicity no matter what.
I don't think that's negative publicity, and it's at the expense of a infant.
Found a picture of the baby.
That is not.
You don't know.
Not their baby.
Could be.
When
I put baby in yes. Google, that's what came up.
That's a very cute baby.
So I'm going to go on record and say this is baby Malik right here.
Baby Hadid Malik.
Baby Hadid Malik right here. And see, it's very happy. And it just texted me and said it was fine to put this photo up. So if you want to.
That baby texted you that photo and said, I got you, bro.
Right. And see, it says right here, it's okay to post my photo. So if you want to see quality entertainment like this, you got to follow us on Twitch. For those of you listening to the show right now, look what you missed out. You could have been looking at this baby right now.
Yeah, you don't know what the Zane Gigi baby looks like. And let me tell you, that baby is swaddled within an inch of its life. I've never seen a swaddle like that ever.
Right.
That is some master swaddling.
Yeah, and I put baby in Google, and that's what came up. So you can't tell me that's not their baby. It could be their baby.
Yeah, there you go. So we have an exclusive right here.
And now do you feel bad for the baby? No. You feel proud.
It's funny you would say that. It's funny you would say that because that is a baby that did not consent to that photo.
No.
Right. So I'm actually a little disturbed that you were able to get a photo of a baby, regardless of whose baby it is, so easily. That baby didn't consent to that.
Babies don't care, though. I've been around a lot of babies in my life. They really don't care.
they don't care.
You know how the Indians would hate if you took their photo because it would steal their soul? They would think that. Babies don't care. They're like, take my soul. I don't care. You can have
right.
it. So if you put baby in Google, their baby comes up.
Babies come up and they have nobody's consented to those photos. No baby's consented to a photo.